Mark, as ever, a delight to speak to you.
Thanks, Toby. Glad to be back.
Now, if we can just start with the pressing stuff. There's been a number of announcements this week in F1. Indeed, perhaps one could be viewed as a catalyst to the other. If I could start with Lewis Hamilton first, there are many reasons behind his move, but focusing on the future, in short, do you think it'll be a good thing for him?
Well, yes, it's obviously been a very, very busy week in Formula 1. I do think the Lewis Hamilton move, you know, whether it's a good move or not for him, I suspect only time will tell. I think for Mercedes it's a good move, and actually for McLaren I suspect it's probably ended up being quite a good move as well. I mean, from Lewis's point of view, there's lots of factors which have helped him make that decision. But what you have to remember is that he has grown at McLaren from being a young kid, you know, a very young boy. Throughout his whole career, they've not only funded his career but supported him and helped him grow up, both as a racing driver and into a young man. And somebody put it to me the other day that, you know, when you're a child at home growing up, you don't stay at home just because your laundry's done every day and your meals are put on the table in front of you. At some point, you know, you get up and you sort of leave the nest, don't you? And I think that's pretty much what Lewis has done here. And it's for his own personal development. I suspect he feels he needs a new challenge. You know, there's bound to be other factors like the money involved and the rights for his own personal branding opportunities. You know, lots of other things. But deep down, I imagine that this is a chance for Lewis Hamilton to make a name for himself on his own without the backing of you know, effectively his parents, if you like, in McLaren.
So we've talked about Lewis. You know, what about McLaren? They've obviously got a rising star in terms of Perez, but how will they emerge from this?
I think, you know, time will tell, but I think McLaren will actually be, having acknowledged the fact that Lewis has now gone, I think it's an exciting period for McLaren and McLaren fans. A lot of McLaren fans have written to me over the past week expressing their disappointment and at times anger about Lewis Hamilton leaving and the fact that McLaren haven't managed to hold on to him. Well, I've had to write back to them and tell them that, you know, you should really be getting excited now about the future. To have a rising star, as you say, in someone like Sergio Perez, I think the prospect of him next year in what will undoubtedly be a championship-contending car is a mouth-watering one. You know, I think it's something I can't wait to see him in challenge in a car like that. He's done ever so well, as we all have seen, in the Sauber this year. To get him into McLaren, I think he's, you know, he's young, but he's clearly very talented. And to give him that sort of equipment, I'm really excited to see what he can do.
And finally, obviously, on Thursday, you know, Michael Schumacher announced that he'll retire.